Loving yourself and others means not supporting sexism, racism, or any form of inequality. God, as creator of all things, includes a mother as well as a father. Jesus used the word Abba, meaning heavenly parent. AB equals dad and BA equals mom. This was in that common Aramaic language of the people in Jesus' days. The Hebrew was used mostly by the priesthood. Today's patriarchal language needs to be better understood and defined for all, clarified at the very least. Beliefs of might makes right intimidate by fear and violence, and controls many of the politics and religions. A patriarchal language of sexism and inequality, not the best way to live or even makes good moral sense. God is not a God of partiality, but of equity. This comes and can be found in Deuteronomy 10:17, and in the New Covenant 10:35, Acts 10:34 to 10:35, and other passages too in Scripture. And translating the Scriptures into languages such as English or Spanish, the word rib was used instead of the original Hebrew word of equal side, pronounced Tesla, or the other half. Mistranslations have helped to create a male image of God for many, and by using such patriarchal nouns as father and pronouns of him, his, he, priestly creation versions say both male and the female are created in the image of God. And that you can find in the first and the last creation story of Genesis 1:27 and 5, chapter 5, verse 1. Except for the womb, we each have the same number of ribs, bones, other organs. Some of them are outside and some inside. Both the male and the female have the male and female hormones. The amounts differ during different stages and ages in our life. God's spiritual image divided the first human into two physical finite beings to be able to reproduce, to complement, balance each other. Ideally, as a family with God's Holy Spirit as guide, not just by a human female or a male God. Jesus' message is to love one another, even your enemies, do good and not evil. Negative emotions such as anger, hate, revenge, envy, fear, can prevent a holy kind of love, hurting ourselves as well as others. When only one half of the whole rules over the other half, neither are likely to be satisfied or happy in such an unfair, unequal relationship. Equal partners can confirm with each other, and when not in agreement, seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit within them or with spiritual others for the best way to live in harmony and peace. When we get in that equitarian frame of mind, we will be able to live with one another. Until then, we continue to face costly wars. Equality, the word given by God, to me at my spiritual rebirth and the reason I started to write 25 years after seeing God's hand and a month after Hitler was elected president of Germany and then started the Second World War. That same feeling is in our world again today. Do not support sexism, racism, or other negative inequalities. May you have peace in Christ. Betty, equalityforpeace@yahoo.com.